Welcome to Home Organizing for Beginners. I'm Tammy, your home organizing educator. Does the thought of going through all your stuff in order to get organized make you feel anxious and overwhelmed? You're not alone. What I've learned over time and in talking with a lot of moms is that getting started is hard. And it's hard because we think we have to get rid of a lot of stuff in order to get organized. And we're just not ready unless we're ready. Up until a couple of years ago, I had every piece of artwork that my kids ever made stashed away in tons of boxes. They were shoved here and there and pretty much everywhere because, you know, kids, they make a lot of artwork at school, right? And truth be told, I still have all of the daily reports from when they were in daycare. I kept them all, every little half sheet piece of paper. I three-hole punched them. Well, okay. And all honesty, my husband three-hole punched them and put them into binders for me, and they're tucked away in my closet. It's absolutely amazing to know that I have them. Now, I haven't looked at them in quite some time, but I still have them. I'd be very sad if I didn't. So minimalism seems to be the thing right now. They say just get rid of your stuff because it's so much easier to keep your home tidy and organized. While that statement is absolutely true, it is in fact easier to be organized if you have less stuff, it's certainly not a requirement. You can be organized and keep your stuff. For me, that was a huge relief, and I hope it's a relief to you as well. As someone who is or feels like they're just starting their home organizing journey, you want to be set up for lasting home organizing solutions, right? In order to make that happen, you'll have to do something different than you've done before or what society tells us. Instead of starting with cute bins and resolving to just get rid of everything, you can start with sort your stuff. In this episode, I'll share with you what it means to sort your stuff, why you need to, and how to make it happen. Let me start with telling you what sort is. Sort is also known as decluttering. I just like to call it sort because in your home organizing journey, that's the physical task that you're doing. You're sorting through the things within your right-sized home organizing project. Sort is the first of the three building blocks of home organization. The second and third are organize and sustain, respectively. I'll hit on each of these in the next two episodes, so make sure you follow or subscribe to this podcast so you get notification as soon as those new episodes are available. So why are you sorting? You're sorting so that you have a clean slate. Once you've sorted through all of the stuff, you'll have a clear and clean space. Again, instead of using the word declutter, which our society uses to tell us to get rid of our stuff, use the word sort so that you know you are in control of making the decisions. So how do you make it happen? How do you create a clear and clean space? You do need to pick up each item and make a decision on what you're going to do with it. You may be familiar with the traditional categories you're sorting into or decluttering into. I call them sort categories, and I have two untraditional categories that will help you move forward, make progress, and build momentum. So let's start with the traditional categories. You can keep the items, you can throw them away, you can donate them, or you can sell them. Years ago when we built our home, we wound up shoving a ton of stuff into the basement. We already had two kids. I was pregnant with our third. We just really didn't have the time or energy to build a house, get everything sorted through at that point in time. So we stored it in the basement, right? All of the extra stuff from my home or my husband's home, it was just a lot of stuff. Stuff that we didn't use regularly. Stuff from high school or college, stuff from our childhood homes, stuff from our first jobs. Oh my gosh, it was a lot of stuff. So I would work on it sometimes when the kids were home and I'd find something I wanted to keep. Maybe I wanted to keep it in my bedroom or in my closet. So I'd take it upstairs to put it away and I would get ambushed by the kids. I bet that's happened to you as well, right? I'd find myself playing with them instead of going back into the basement and doing the hard work of sorting through all the stuff. So there's another category that really helped me focus and helped me kind of deal with this ambushing. I call it a move sort category. So if you're keeping an item but moving it to another spot in your house, don't move it right away, because you'll get sidetracked by the 13 other things you should be getting done, or the kids will ambush you and you'll lose your focus and momentum. So the move category, you just set it aside with the intention of when you're at the end of the time that you're working on the project, you're just going to move it to another area in your house. Another sort category that really allowed me to keep going is called don't know. Yep, that's what I called it. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with the thing. It's perfectly fine to not know what to do with something. And instead of forcing yourself to figure it out, because maybe you've heard this too, but when you're decluttering, you want to pick up the item one time and you want to make a decision on it that one time and then do the thing with it. So if you're picking it up and you're going to throw it away, put it in the trash can right away. If you're picking it up and you're going to keep it, put it where you're going to store it right away, right? That doesn't always work, because then we get stuck. If we truly don't know what to do with something and we feel that we have to make a decision and only pick the item up once, we will get stuck and we're not going to go back to it. We don't know what to do with it. Sometimes we don't know what to do with it because it's not even our decision to make. So I would get started in the basement. I would come across something that I didn't know what to do with and I'd get stuck. Much of what the problem was is that it was my husband's stuff. He was at work. I was doing the organizing. I couldn't move forward. I would just stop and then I would go do something else, right? So those are your sort categories. Keep, throw away, donate, and sell. But move and don't know really help you keep your focus, build momentum, and keep moving forward. When you tackle your right-sized home organizing project, you start by sorting all the items in that space. You literally pick up each item, you make a decision, and you set it in the proper pile based on your sort categories. Once you've sorted all the things, even if there's a pile of don't know stuff, you'll have a space that is cleared, right? You can take a moment to clean it in preparation for the next building block of home organization called organize. You can dive deeper into sorting through your stuff with me by your side. Sign up for the Secrets to Lasting Home Organization at www.homeorganizingforbeginners.com. Join me next week as we dive into Strategy 7, Organize. Thanks so much and have a great day. I hope we have the opportunity to get to know each other better.